Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island Beer Company, brewers of Goose IPA, Four Star Pils, Sophie Farmhouse Ale, and Bourbon County Brand Stout. More at gooseisland.com. We don't need to be the only beer you drink. We just want to be the best beer you drink.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and later on in the show, Jim, you and I are going to review the new album from an artist we really liked a lot a couple of years ago, Shamir. We're going to find out what he's up to on his new album, Revelations.
That's later in the show, Greg. But first, we're going to go to a performance and interview that we recorded with Ted Leo in front of a live audience at the Goose Island Tap Room here in Chicago. Poor Ted was dealing with a sore throat. He's in the middle of a long tour, but he powered through it all, and he gave 110%, as he is famous for doing since the very start of his career. You know, he emerged from the punk hardcore scene, bands like Citizens Arrest and Chisel, took it to another level in the early 2000s with Ted Leo and the Pharmacists, kind of shifting toward a Clash brand of punk rock, slowing things down a little, but no less intense, getting more political, but also more tuneful. You know, the last album, Greg, was 7 years ago. In that time, Ted Leo did collaborate with Amy Mann, unlikely musical collaboration and a friendship. We had them on the show in 2014 when they toured after recording as The Both. But a lot of turmoil for Ted Leo over the last 7 years. He left his label. His family suffered financial and emotional difficulties stemming from healthcare crises. His wife was very sick. They suffered the tragedy of a miscarriage. All of this is addressed really movingly and deeply personally, honestly, in songs on the new album, The Hanged Man.
White and blue.
Yeah, Jim, it's a real departure for Ted Leo. The Hanged Man is a departure both in terms of sound and how it was recorded. His other albums are credited to his band, The Pharmacists, and they basically sound like a punk or a garage band playing live in the studio. But The Hanged Man was put out under only Ted Leo's name, and it has a much more expansive sound that's a product of him tinkering alone in his home studio that he built in Rhode Island. So I asked him how building this home studio affected the process of making this record.
You know, not to turn this into a sob story, but I was driven to do that largely because of budget concerns.
Sure.
You know, the label that I was on at the time wanted to renegotiate my contract, like, down, and I was like, you know, I'll do that if you let me, like, take that and put it into a home studio and just make the record, you know, myself, to which they assented, which was great, you know, but it was a long process honing my ability to actually, you know, do more than a four-track demo, you know, kind of thing. And eventually it also informed the writing that I was doing. The tinkering became part of the writing, you know, it was all one kind of making.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you find that because of that ability to sort of tinker at will without any time restrictions or budget restrictions that enabled you to take the music? I mean, I'm thinking of songs like, you know, Let's Stay on the Moon, Lonsdale Avenue. These are more textured, almost, you know, like Baroque is a word that maybe gets thrown around a few times in regards to this music.
Watch the earth.
Was it because of that environment that you were able to sort of go to these places?
I think so, yeah. I think that like that kind of music is always in my head and like just never really, I very rarely iterate it as such. You know, it always comes out slightly beat up. Feeling confident in what I was doing with the basics of both the songwriting and the recording, I think allowed me to do more, you know, which enabled me to like break another boundary, play around more with strings and things like that.
The those kind of more textured songs, those, the ballads, the sense of introspection, the personal nature of the music. Was it just a case of, I don't have to be, you know, this one thing that I've been for so many years? I think a lot of people associate you, oh, Ted loves the Clash. He's like modern day inheritor of that, you know, driving punk, new wave-ish kind of approach to guitar playing, songwriting. Put it to you plain and bluntly. I'm worried for my tired country. That look on your face. Don't let it go to where it is. It's easy to sort of give people another record like that because they like that about you. So stretching your limbs a little bit here as a songwriter, it had to be a little bit of a challenge.
It was a little bit of a challenge, but if you go back to my Tyranny of Distance record, which I made in 2000, you know, or something. Thanks.
Yeah. 2001 on Lookout.
It came out in 2001. I wrote all the songs for that record during a similar time period. The band that I'd been in for most of the 90s had broken up, and I was out playing solo quite a bit and really had no agenda. I wasn't touring a lot. And that is, I think that's the most, they're like bookends to my career so far in a way.
I had to walk through cities one Saturday. A golden finch came winging my way and sang to me his song of my country. Words of life from city and sea.
I think that's a much more experimental record than the things that came after it, and there's a lot more balladry on it. And this is another thing I'm really just realizing as I have to talk to people about this new record, and I have to actually think about the process that I just went through. And it's that I realized that all of the records between were very informed by how much I was on the road. And it's not that I was specifically writing, you know, to be a live band, but being a live band 99% of the time informed how I was writing, you know? And I think having this time away, I had no idea. I until very recently, I didn't even know if the people who are on tour with me now were going to be on tour with me. Like, the band was just exploded. And it was kind of interesting that it wasn't any kind of conscious thought, but I do realize that at a certain point, I think that that filter that I may have been writing through also exploded.
Right. So you're going to play us a tune.
Sure.
You're not with the band. This is the stripped-down Ted Leo setting.
This is a really old piece of music that I could never figure out what to do with, that in the very late in the game of making this record, I sort of, if you hear it on the record, it's a little more like, it used to be very, very driving guitar all the way through, and I sort of took some of that out and rearranged it a little bit, and the verses are a little more like upbeat R&B kind of thing. But with it, since it's just me and a guitar right now, it'll be more in the older version. It's called Anthems of None.
Drama, anyone could see how. And I know how it feels. It's the same thing with me now. It's trouble at the bank, trouble in the stream, yeah, there's trouble all around you. While you weep for a soul in the deep, you had trouble getting down to need to stop, too deep to cut it off. Too soon you're beating up yourself. Like everyone, you can go to hell or you can go to the well as a spirit in the spring, man. Gotta kill when you start to distill, that's the spirit of the thing, man. We try to freeze all the bottles and the bees and pin them to the wall, yeah. But no one will sing about the small things with wings and just let them all be small, yeah. Too new to stop. Cut it off. Too soon you're eating up your health. Like everyone, kill all the souls that drop some of the ones that are never done. And let it spit off your tongue and that thumb of none. But for everyone. the day when you don't like your space being so conditional, yeah. Or other days when you don't want to face being everything to all, yeah. But you got the rain and the sea, and anyone could see how. Ayo, ayo, they don't need to be or mean another thing now. Too need to stop. Too need to cut it off. Do you hear you beating up yourself? From everyone, kill all the songs and chop some the ones that are never done. And let it spill. For everyone, give up your guns, get shriveled in tongues, need the burning sun, and let it fill up your lungs. Yeah, that's for none and for everyone. Epic and tiny both.
Anthems of None from Ted Leo on Sound Opinions. We're here at the Goose Island Tap Room in front of an audience, and it's great to have everybody here.
So, 7 years, Ted. Part of it is you're reinventing how you record and how you write and setting up this studio and moving to Rhode Island. There also was a real challenge in your marriage. Your wife was very sick, and you had to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
And some of that is reflected on some of the songs on The Hangman. To the extent that you're comfortable talking about it, what was that like going through that?
My wife had just had to stop working because of how ill she was, and I didn't have any insurance. You know, I'm in a dumb punk band, you know, so I had to buy it on the open market, and it was, you know, crushing. And even then, the treatment that we actually needed was not going to be covered. So we would have been in the hole for over 100,000, like just for this treatment course. You know, when you face those things though, it's like, what do you do? Like, we were just like, well, I don't know what we do. Maybe somebody will be nice and hold a benefit for us. You know, like, I have no idea, you know,
how many benefits you've played over the years,
you know, but you got to do it. You got to do it anyway. And then you just have to accept that the rest of your life is paying that off, hopefully, but not dying. You know, I mean, it's a crazy choice to have to make. And I mean, that, you know, that's not the only thing. That was one catastrophic illness, but the many, many, many things that we all have to go through. I mean, especially women who have to deal with so many more healthcare issues on the reg than men. It's really ridiculous that we're not trying to expand this, that we're still fighting these battles, these ideological battles that have no grounding in what people actually go through when they face these situations.
Were you more or less creative when all this stuff was going on? Were you able to write songs still?
No. During the illness times, I had to go out on the road a lot because I was the only person earning money in our household. So I would go, and then things would get worse, and I'd have to cancel the rest of the tour, you know, but I'd have to go. It was the only way that we were making a buck. And I wasn't really doing much writing at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had some later stuff happen that that I did wind up eventually writing about.
Right.
Yeah.
And was that difficult for you to finally take that and sort of say, it's got to be in this song? It's got to be part of a song that I'm writing.
I never sat down and said, I need to write about this. You know, I rarely do that about anything. I get an idea or, you know, a phrase, and then I build a thing. I build a song around it.
Mm-hmm.
And these songs that wind up being about this loss of our daughter, they weren't hard to write. They were just hard to play the first few times I tried to play them. You try to make it as important to yourself as you need it to be, but you know, also not so specific that you're just, you know, writing a diary entry and opening that up to the world, you know.
Well, I think that's why you've filled the Goose Island Tap Room. I mean, people relate to what you're writing about. We always feel like we see ourselves.
Thanks. That's humbling. I mean, that's what I would hope for.
I had a silky child in trouble time. She came. I couldn't protect her from this life and all its pain. We called her many things, and those things she remained. She taught me better love than I might ever get. Slip into the slipstream, follow her and go. But this man who gladly moved a million mountains must get outside and shovel snow.
We'll have more of our conversation with Ted Leo at the Goose Island Tap Room after a short break. And later, we'll review the new album by singer-songwriter Shamir. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.